Okej, nu till en av de märkligaste intervjuerna jag någonsin gjort. Ni kommer att förstå mig om en liten stund mycket bättre. Jag blir på 0 sekunders varsel tillkallad till backstageområdet på metallfestivalen Tuska i Helsingfors. Jag hade några veckor tidigare skrivit åt Phil Anselmos skivbolag och bett om en intervju på festivalen i Helsingfors då. Och jag fick nästan omedelbart ett svar, och det var att nej, att Phil gör inga intervjuer under turnéer då. Plötsligt får jag då samtal under det här Tuska-festivalen om jag kan komma och träffa Phil backstage nu med samma. Och den chansen skulle jag inte lämna emellan.
We were just talking about last summer you did...
What do you mean we were just talking about?
No, me and the promoter were just talking about...
Gene Simmons?
No, we were just talking about something really entertainment that happened, entertaining that happened last summer in Finland with Down. And do you remember Pertti Kurikan Nimipäivät, the punk band with the guys? You took them up on the stage and jammed. Do you remember that?
Yeah, well, we bring a lot. You know what? We bring the guys that shine out.
Yeah.
And if they were a punk band that made us all go, wait a minute, or a hardcore band or whatever, then apparently we did the right thing.
Yes, yes, it was all over Finnish media.
Podcast.
Yeah. How do you, speaking of media, you haven't really been that much a fan of music media. You also have a song about it on your latest album. What is your, has your opinion changed at all?
Young man.
Yes.
The Walk Through Exits only record is chock full of absurdities and ironic bullshit and if you investigate move your fucking stuff media look at
there we go.
Look at what you did. I'm blaming everything on the media. But in all seriousness, of course we were joking there, no matter how you print it out or not.
Yeah.
If you investigate the lyrics, to music media is my whore. It has nothing to do with the media at all. But, you know, I could be ignored. But I'm not. It makes me relevant. And I'm not saying you sell. But the media loves to talk about the kid, the old man, the cute one, the infamous. Help it, but comply.
How easily do you get offended by something that is written or said about you that is not true?
Well, I mean, what are you gonna say about me that's not true? You know, it's like Phil Anselmo's a fag. I've been to second grade before. I don't know. It would have to be a specific thing, you know, because if you're trying to say fuck you to me, you'll have to get in line.
You think that is a long line?
Absolutely. But it's also, I think, a jealous, shallow line. And anyone who has really ever met me and hung out with me and knows me, or even the newer people I've met on this tour alone and spent time with, can all confirm I'm a sweet fella. I'm a nice guy. I'm a gracious host and a handsome, dashing gentleman, well dressed even. If there's a faction of people that dislike my music that I've made, first of all, ick, I'm terrified. Second of all, go listen to fucking something else. Or is it that when they click on, for some reason, because you have your options, you're on the internet, you have a magazine in your hand, you can read what you want about the bands you want, especially the internet, where people can leave comments. It's up to you what you click on to. They're clicking. They say terrible things. That's fine. That's great. But they're clicking.
That's right.
When they could ignore me. But they can't. You know what? I don't either.
Ja, var ska vi börja? Året var alltså 2014 då jag kom samman med Phil Anselmo, före detta vokalist i Pantera och tusen andra band. Då Phil den här gången besökte Finland så var det med hans band Philip H. Anselmo and the Illegals. Och vi var lite in på en av deras låtar som heter Music Media is my whore. Och ja, ta nu sen reda på vad han sa där egentligen. Den handlar om musikmedia och så handlar den inte om musikmedia. Men enligt Phil så är han en trevlig pojke och en snäll värd och en välklädd nett man, om man lär känna honom.
Speaking of the clicking thing, it's probably really easy for some people to, you know, click.
Really easy.
Yeah, to click at home and write anonymous comments like, yeah, like Phil is a fag and this record is shit or something like that. But I could imagine that some people might find you, when they meet you in person, a bit intimidating, because they would don't understand that you are a funny, nice guy, as you mentioned. Do you often experience these encounters that first people are, oh, fuck Phil, and then when they meet you, they're like, oh, I'm sorry.
They are killed by kindness, and then they have no choice but to admit that I am cute, semi-hilarious, and kind of sexy. They come away with nothing but rave reviews. And you know why I say that is because I come away from people that I meet, because I'm very honest and I speak from the heart. So I guess I expect the same in return. I realize that's not always the case. And then I realize, to a certain degree, the intimidation factor and how rock stars are perceived and have been treated for fucking almost 100 years, maybe more. I don't know history that well, but at least, you know, the musicians, you know, treated with this special royalty. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I don't. And what I mean by this is I don't appreciate the rock star attitude of rock stars themselves. I think it's bullshit. I think many people write songs. Some of them become popular, whatever. No one has the right to think that really in their truest of minds, clearest of minds, that they are above the working class or above a certain... No. Let me clarify that. Anyone. Above anyone. Everybody's life is fucking hard one way or another. I recognize that, man. I see it every day. There's a struggle every fucking day. All you have to do is read your local newspaper. Click onto that, motherfucker. and see how many problems we have in this fucking world, aside from how much my music sucks. Mm. So yes, I reiterate, in the comment section, when you leave a terrible comment, if it's your opinion and it's true, fine. But if you're just making it a platform for yourself to be known, seen, and some authority or whatever, remember, there were millions of peoples and societies before your opinion, you stupid motherfucker. You're not the only one. Shut the fuck up. Who made you the ruler of all music and opinion? Not me, certainly. And not anyone with a free-thinking mind. Fuck off.
Om det är något som Phil Anselmo är allergisk för, så är det när folk beter sig som rockstjärnor. Ingen har någonsin orsak eller är rätt att placera sig ovanför andra, bara för att man råkar spela i ett band som tydligen då är lite framgångsrikt. Och där är faktiskt en grej som jag har tänkt på, orsaken varför Pantera blev så stora under 90-talet. De verkar alla sådär folkliga på något vis. Det är som folkliga karrar som man kunde få på kalja med.
One thing I think, one reason why I also believe, besides the brilliant music, but one reason why I think that Pantera back in the day became also so big and so popular was because I have a feeling that many people, besides liking your music, they felt also that you guys seemed really humble, and you guys seemed like the guys that you could just sit down and have a beer with. And but still, you were really, really successful and huge. Did it feel because you don't approve the rock star behavior and the whole rock star thing? Did it feel weird for you to still be in that position that you are and were? Being worshipped, how comfortable are you and were you with that position? Because people still love and loved what you have done.
First and foremost, I just can't conceive being worshipped. That's inconceivable, because I wish there was this thing where human beings could feel what other human beings could feel. And I wish I could transfer the beating my body has taken over the years to you, just for a second, just to feel what it feels like to have 8 titanium screws and 8 titanium clamps in my lower back, 2 different surgeries on his knee, hyperextended knee, broken ribs, broken wrists, broken fingers, all in the name of music. I don't think you'd want to trade places with me.
Okay.
Now, to answer the other part of your question, and to answer it very frankly, I was, when people were at the height of Pantera hysteria, very uncomfortable. There were members, and I will not be specific, and I'm not leaning towards anyone in particular at all, but there were members that took themselves too seriously all of a sudden. And it made me very uncomfortable. And people always ask, why did Phil separate himself so much from them? Why did Phil get his own tour bus? Was he that much of a rat? No, it's because I didn't want to fucking go to the tit bar that night. I don't want to go gambling. I don't want to go to tit bars. I want to go back, sit with my friends, drink, smoke, and listen to fucking heavy music. Chill out, man, and go to fucking bed. So that perception, that time, that reality, I think made me different than all of them. Because I was still me, man. And I wanted to meet, I wanted to hang out with new people. I wanted to meet new people, but not at a tip bar. It's a different kind of people. I wanted to meet the real fuckers, the real deal. Or maybe I should say truthfully, I would rather hang out with a band we're touring with, like Suffocation or Neurosis, then go to a tit bar or go gambling. Big difference in between me. And I'll say some of the other band members.
Filan Selma berättar att en sak som störde honom under Pantera-tiden var att vissa i gruppen och crewn alltid efter spelningarna ville då fara till den lokala strippbaren och sitta där med kändisar i någon VIP-lounge. Phil, han ville liksom hänga med sitt folk. Han ville spendera tid med bandet och med alla band som var med på turnéerna och sådär. Och vet du, komma samman och vara tillsammans som bröder. Dricka lite bissen och istället för att ha någon sån här okända starror där i sin famn och sånt här. No, här trodde jag att min intervjutid var slut. Men så var det inte.
I think my time is up. Thank you very much.
If you have one more, go for it.
Okay, one more. Walking Through X is only the album you released a while ago. It's
almost a year.
Almost a year ago, that's right. Yeah. It's really, really brutal and also really chaotic. Usually when you make an album or write an album, it's what you feel like just at that time and period. If you would, or I know how far you went when it comes to preparation a second album, but still, if you would make and write and record one now, do you have any feeling of what it would sound like? Would it be more brutal, more chaotic, or more laid back?
I think, and truthfully, each record, because I have the freedom of, needs to sound absolutely different, but extreme in its own right. And I am going to fuck with other sounds, bizarre sounds. I've been collecting sounds. Actually, me and the producer, who's also a sound man for Down and the Illegals, Michael Thompson, we've been collecting sounds and certain things over this last year period, and I want to incorporate different notes. I want to incorporate things that might be, I guess, interpreted as musically wrong, when there's no such thing as wrong as long as you play something with execution, sadistic execution. But also, and I'll end this, I'll say Australia has been a fantastic inspiration for their freedom and their dedication and innovation. Absolute 1,000% above everyone else that I have heard in recent decade, innovation of death metal. The Australia, not every band, but a certain faction from Brisbane, Portal, Impetuous Ritual, and from Adelaide, the Cauldron, Black Ram. Australia's death metal is, for me, like, if I wake up and I want to hear something, I consider everything. It's like, you know, I could listen to old U2 or the Smiths right now, or fuck, even Rain and Blood by Slayer. But you know what? I'm gonna listen to a mixed every fucking album, every fucking demo playlist of Portal. And it does it for me. So if the new record has slight, I will never rip off any style completely, but if it has a slight nod to Australian death metal, first and foremost, I've been thinking, because I should think, song titles, album titles, stuff like that. But I have to say, like, I have to call a song a nod to Australia, or Hail Australian Death Metal, or something like that. I don't want to rip off Dark Throne with the Canadian metal or whatever, but they're right. Dark Throne is right when they say Canadian metal.
They are.
And Fenris, he doesn't even know the whole fucking goddamn truth of it, because he refuses, damn it, to listen to Infernal Majesty, None Shall Defy, because he missed it. He goes, it's my penance. It's like, shut up, Fenris, listen. Maybe he has by now, maybe he hasn't. But I love Fenris, and I trust him. And when he writes a song called Canadian Metal, that's fine. But honestly, I should give a nod to Australia. Don't think it's not. There is a theme of music. The insanity, the bizarreness that I want to carry over without borrowing from a fucking soul, unless it's freestyle jazz or Black Flag meets God, what a something up tempo Slayer or something like that, but or old Slayer or Merciful Fate riffs. Do you hear all of what I'm saying?
Yes.
I can go everywhere.
Jag frågar Phil Anselmo vad han har för planer för kommande album. Ja, sen börjar hans mantra om band som Portal och Dark Throne och diverse australiensiska death metal band som tydligen influerar honom väldigt, väldigt mycket. Nu får det vara slut.